My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Willard and Dan Dibley, what is up, gentlemen?
Big fellas.
Yeah, happy to be back. A long, long weekend. And one of those weekends where, you're kind of itchy to be behind the mic. So much so that I had to call in on Thursday as I was out and about.
Getting, I missed that call.
Picking up my car from Walnut Creek Honda. Shout out the service department, best in the Bay. And I heard the news. The news about Brandon Ayuk. And I thought, ooh, Brandon, how could you do me like this on my day off? And so I tuned into the station. Mark was killing it. And then Butcher Boy showed up.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, it's open season now. I'm going to have to call in now.
Better call in now.
Mm-hmm. So I waited about half an hour and I called in. I had to get a piece of it.
Butcher.
Butcher was great.
Yeah, is that because, do you think as a staff, we don't trust Willard solo on a big news day?
There's part of that for sure.
No, it's that each of us put so much into this. You got, like, I got no issue with that. You got to weigh in. You can't share your opinion about something every day for 7 weeks. And then when it happens, when you're going on vacation into a long weekend, like, he knew.
You need to know now.
Good chance when we got back, we were going to be on to Trent and game week. Like, dude, you got to get your take off.
And you're not out on Ayuk. You're in.
Well, here's what I'd say. And I said everything I was going to say Thursday and Friday. There's a bunch of stuff. Number one, I am so happy just to hear him say what he said today. Just that's all anybody ever wants. And if you don't know what I'm referring to, there was accountability
on a platter
with Brandon saying, I made this a little bit more difficult than it needed to be in the end, which was my entire point last week. Now, the Niners weren't perfect here either. Trent, whatever. For me, today, Tuesday, September 3rd, is a day where we've all gotten our opinions off. We've all had our frustrations. Put them in a basket.
It's football time.
Throw them in the ocean. Bygones be bygones. The season's here. The people who have their jerseys have their jerseys. LFG. Yeah. Like that. That's and so yes, it's okay. It's still. It will never not be something you look back on and go, that was annoying. But we're here. Let's play.
Yeah, we're here. Let's play. And we got football in 2 days,
dude.
We got a game on Friday. And then we got a rack on Sunday, and then by the time we all get to Monday, all four of us will be broadcasting live.
I can't wait.
Down there right outside the gates, and you know that to me is when it gets really real, when I leave my house at about 10:30, and I make my way down to Santa Clara, and I park right there at the Hilton, and I walk in, and I see you two doing your thing.
Yep.
That's when it gets real.
And I hit Lucas. I got to go to this one because this is a mega game.
Of course
game.
You got to go.
This the one. And I think the Jets got action. So I've been fighting Stoney all day.
You think so?
I do.
What's the number at now that the Niners are all back to full strength?
That I don't know.
It was five and a half. Then it went down to 3.5.
It was 4.5. I'm sorry, so Stoney. I thought you were talking about Jets wins.
Yeah. No, it went back up. You know what I'm smelling that day? Ooh, Steiny.
Extended crossover.
There's no tea time on Monday. There's just a big parking lot of nothingness waiting for you at 2 o'clock. you consider yourself welcome to stay as long as you want.
We should probably book Tim Hardaway because this is going to be a killer crossover.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to give you a two.
Yeah.
But I got to put it's not a rat on the table. I'm not a preacher. But Ricky Pearsall. Oh, I mean, how blessed is he and his family and everybody that loves him that attempted robbery went bad? He was shot. No vital organs. He's at home on the mend. Just your thoughts, guys, and where you were at and how that – is it a bad look for the city that happened?
Well, personally, this is just my thing. I hate within 2 minutes of
– stay off social. You're right.
Like somebody got shot. Like can we not make it about San Francisco that minute? Wow. Everyone, I'm not taking your opinion away from you. I'm pretty sure there's gun violence in every city in America. That's not excusing anything. I don't even want to get into that. Can we not make Ricky Pearsall a political pinball? That to me is offensive. That's disrespectful to Ricky and what he went through. I thought it was very emotional, that officer sharing the conversation she had with him as they were getting him to the ambulance.
Am I gonna die?
Bless her, bless him. My God, like unbelievable. And yeah, so incredibly lucky. Man. I mean, to hear John Lynch say that, yeah, this guy's not—he's not just okay. He's gonna—he was at the facility today, and he's gonna play football this year. It's just incredible. Thank goodness.
Wow.
Thank goodness that it missed.
Yeah, I mean, it went straight in and straight out to not hit any
through
organs.
Through.
When you go from the neck to, let's just say, the waistline, you're talking about 15, 16 organs
and
about seven major arteries, including the one in the neck, the widowmaker, the carotid artery, Steiny, as you well know. So to get shot in that area and have it hit nothing, he is truly lucky. But the San Francisco piece of it, you know, you can debate that till the cows come home. The name that popped in my head, though, was Buster Posey because this is, man. I mean, and this is just one incident. And if it wasn't Ricky Pearsall, if it was Ricky Smith who got shot, none of us would have even noticed.
Right.
And that happens all the time in this city, in many other cities. Unfortunately, that happens in this country. So I'm with you, Mark, about making this a political hot button and a political football. Unfortunately, many people will. And it just the words of Buster echoed in my head today as I was thinking about the fallout.
Just at least wait. Have the respect for Ricky Pearsall.
Of course,
he jumped off early, man.
One of the candidates for mayor 4 minutes after it happened. Well, this is why you need to vote for me. Yeah. For God's sakes. I mean, Brian Robinson. This happened with the Washington Commanders in D.C. Did we do this with D.C.?
Came back week five.
Did we do this with D.C.? I don't remember that.
And we didn't do this in New Orleans when that football player was shot in a traffic altercation. I can't remember if he was a defensive lineman, but that happened about 10 years ago.
A USC player, right?
Yeah.
Was it Joe McKnight?
No.
I want to say no. It was Big Cat. I'll get the name.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, to the point, this is not to disrespect him by not remembering his name, but this does happen in other situations and other locales. But just because of what we all have started to perceive nationally about this city, that becomes a bigger piece of it, especially when it happens in a tourist and shopping hub, you know, with tons of people around.
Yep.
Mark, you have Trent Williams' numbers in front of you?
We have some of them.
Okay.
We have some of them. I don't have like the whole deal, but for those who have been interested by that, we have the guarantees for Trent Williams. And so the signing bonus that he gets right out of the gate is 25.69.
So that's not part of the signing bonus you're about to share with us?
There's two guarantees. There's what you're going to get like right away, and then there's the life of the deal practical guarantee, which is outside of some career-ending wackadoodle nature type of an injury. This is what he's going to get. And so it's 25.69 is guaranteed at signing. That's in the form of a signing bonus. 48 over the life of the deal. What I didn't see yet and we're waiting for is if there's any more news about extending it, or is there new money, or did they just guarantee money that, as we know, was already on the deal. But
25 M's were not here on the deal. Right. He's going to get that at signing.
He had 3 years left and somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 75 million, but it was all non-guaranteed. At least 48 of it now is. So there you have it. And I also don't have in front of me what he gave up to get here, because he's been getting fined every day.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's probably on the order of about $3 million, I heard previously. Like, so, you know, you get your 25 up front, you pay three of it right back, and you're okay with 22. And I would guess he got a salary bump as well. Until those numbers actually come out, we won't know. But the fact that there's so much money being paid up front makes me think about the Aiyuk deal and the reality that after 2 years, this year and the next year, both of those contracts become much more movable, cuttable, changeable.
Wow.
Right when Brock Purdy's going to get his money.
Mm.
Tibbs, it was Will Smith, the same player.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
There you go.
From
not
the,
first
the YouTube
yep.
feed
yep.
or
yep.
whatever. Yep. yep.
Okay. Anything stopping Trent from doing this next year?
Nothing stopping him other than probably. He got, you know, if he got, what, $48 million guaranteed signing,
you
said? He's
still going to have some guarantees. He won't be able to make the same claim. Like,
right,
I've got no guarantees left on my deal. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Now, what's stopping him from doing it after 2 years? Father Time would be the answer there.
Well, I
unless he
believe.
Goes the Steph Curry route.
He may
route
tap out then, too. You know,
he did say today he wants to keep playing as long as he's productive.
Mm.
So you can put aside...
three All-Pro seasons,
you know,
in a row.
Yeah, all that retirement talk that seems to come up every now and again is, like, what you're waiting for is a dip in his play, I guess, if you want to think about that. But we haven't seen that yet.
Nope. Nope. So, or dipping even in his durability. And yeah, he missed a few games last year, but
missed a few the year before that too, I think, didn't he?
And you know, go ahead and pencil him in for missing a few this year too, because you're dealing with a very physical position and an older guy who came in with no camp. So if you think he's playing all 17, I got a bridge to sell you in Poughkeepsie.
It's possible. He's allowed to.
He is.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's eligible to play all the games.
Do you know how many Niners played all 17 last year?
Ooh, good question.
On offense and defense? Forget the special teamers, but...
Well...
Purdy.
Okay, no, Purdy did not. See,
nope,
this
16.
Is why it's kind of a little bit of... It's an unfair question.
It's really not.
No, that's a cheapy question.
No,
really,
you're
not,
right, because they got the number one seed, and a bunch of guys who would have played not play in that final week.
Correct. Hence my question. Yeah. Do you know how many guys played 17?
That's a gimmick
question. You didn't know.
That's a gimmick question.
You didn't think about it.
There's an insinuation sensation there that is not actually, that's all I'm saying.
If you take a moment to just listen to the question and let it soak in,
he fired
off the one guy who you knew didn't.
No.
Shame on you.
Listen to the question.
I'm okay now.
There's a little bit of a little bit of a trick play.
It's a gimmick.
It's a little bit of a trick play.
It was a gimmick.
You go ahead and lower my level of questioning
to
kindergarten level.
No, I don't. Are there any? Did any play all of them?
Probably a couple of those interior linemen.
Oh, you don't even know?
Of course not. That's why I'm asking the question. When you ask a question, you're seeking knowledge.
I just knew you knew.
All right.
You're listening.
Four is the answer.
To 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, I'm trying to get their roster and games played.
Just shake it off. It's not that important.
It's not.
The greater point is Trent is signed, Brandon signed, Christian McCaffrey's back at practice, the gang's all here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Here, let's ride.
Niners,
you got 6 days. 6 days till the opener. And, you know, if they lose, we can all decry the fact that Aiyuk and Trent didn't have camp. And if they win, we can all say, camp schmamp. It's unimportant. So either way that goes, we'll have a take, which is exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. What else is going on?
Must be football season. Nothing. Absolutely nothing's going
on. Fantasy draft for me tonight. Fantasy, league number five.
Yeah, fantasy drafts. I hope everybody just, I hope y'all got who you you wanted. I spent most of my evening yesterday at a fifth grade fantasy draft, which was,
how did that go?
Absolutely hysterical.
So names, you think your team's going to be pretty good in that league?
It's not my team.
But names out of a hat or everybody on the field?
I had one of the few sons that I did, like, I didn't need to coach him at all.
He's ready.
He knows exactly what he's doing. The only thing I needed to do was call him in from the backyard when it was his turn. But to watch round one, two, three, then you're getting around six, seven. When you get to round 12, it's eight dads sitting on couches, kids throwing things at each other in the backyard. Some of the dads calling their kids in to make their picks.
Where's the slow
and others
at?
Not.
Who's hosting it, Will?
One of the guys.
That is great.
One of the guys, yeah.
So names on paper or electronically you're doing it?
No, electronic.
Wow.
Electronic. You got 90 seconds. Don't use them all. You don't need them. Come on. Let's go. Chop, chop.
That is really
funny.
Keep it moving. By round five, like the first kid leaves, then two kids leave, and now all of a sudden you got 4-4 football in the back.
Well, but you got
and the dads are grinding over kickers and defense.
Wait till you, I'll show you during the next break. I got a picture of each dad with his son grinding away at a computer, and I'm like, you don't even know who these people are. Just let the kid click on some name. You don't know who Adonai Mitchell is. You don't know who that is. Just click it. Just move on. Anyway, so yeah, must be football season.
Yeah,
there it is. 2 days.
Yeah. Hey, did you see that Giants attendance is up? Did you see that?
From when?
Oh.
No, you
I will. Let me just get the info.
Why are you bringing this up right now?
Hey,
why are you bringing this up?
Matt Trollmet.
I'll tell you why we're bringing it up, because Tim Kawakami said that it may go a long way toward determining Farhan's future.
Farhan's future, sure.
So it's relevant.
But attendance when? In the Marlins series?
Giants attendance is up. They're averaging 33,279 fans. That's up 2,400 from last year.
Yeah, it's for the season.
It's the seventh largest year-over-year increase. If they average 17,000 the rest of the way, it'll be their best attendance year since 19.
Okay.
That's cold from Andrew Baggerly's story.
Sweet. Although they would have crushed that in 2021 if we weren't coming out of the pandemic and numbers weren't all changed, number
one. Are you going to poo-poo these numbers?
No, I'm not. Actually, yes, I am. Because
hit him, Willard.
Because I've read what Tim said, and I'm very confident that what Tim is talking about is not attendance for the whole season. He's going to be talking about what's going to happen now. Mm. How'd that Marlins series do?
How'd that actually Marlins thought it
did it?
I think it did do better than expected, I thought.
I'll raise my hand. I didn't watch a minute. I'm done.
Well, the stadium was buzzing, Mark.
A real Giants fan is done. We're done. It's Niners season. You did not get us to the month of September. You barely got us to the month of August. I told Dibs this. He'll back me up. I said to him 5 weeks ago, if you want any of my money in the last 2 months of this season, you have to be in the race.
They are.
No, they're not.
Oh, they're still got a shot.
Tell them, guru.
Does the math work?
Six and a half.
The math is there.
The math is there.
But the baseball is not there. That's the only problem.
There is that part of it, yeah.
My, I'm done. Grandy, they cannot hit. I'm sick of watching
it. Well, and the whole thing about the attendance, and that's a quaint little article, but if you want to compare
it. Tell it to Baggerly. Not me.
You brought it to this air, so you become
afraid to
you
tell
become
Baggerly.
Responsible, Andy Baggerly. You become responsible for the content vis-a-vis this radio program, and we're now into Willard and Dibbs country.
That's right.
So I'll tell you this: that stat is meaningless because the attendance is appreciably down from when they were even decent in 2016. So yes, the numbers are getting better. But they're not even close. They're not even
kudos to the fans,
where they were even pre-2010 when they won titles.
And how was that?
Inch by inch.
How was that?
Fan by fan, exactly.
Which?
The fans. Like, kudos to the fans, Farhan. You don't get credit for that. He's like, well, you put the product together. No, you spent $200 million, and it blew up in your face.
Snell was a draw.
Unfortunately for us, the Giants ownership does not put its finger on the pulse. Giants ownership
is
not
so whack.
They're not hell bent on winning. Giants ownership has shown this year
that's why
that they are hell-bent on one thing, and that is having the bottom line add up the right way.
Yeah. Break even.
So when you get out of this season, is ownership going, wow, you went 80-82? Or are they going, hey, nice job getting rid of that Solaire deal. Wow. Nice job, buddy.
Who, by the way, is nice showing a pulse in Atlanta.
Is he? No, he's hitting under 200, I think.
Power awful. Numbers. Yeah. Power.
Was he close to 30?
No. Yeah. So I'm going to owe you something.
Yeah.
Well, you just lost the bet. We bet on the Jets win total over 9.5. I think the Jets are going to win 10 games.
Was it over 9.5 or was it over 10?
Over 9.5. 10 is the winner.
Okay, because when I was listening, it was 10, and then you looked up the line, and then...
He does it all the time.
Well, I mean,
this is what he does.
He actually gave you 2 seconds to back out of it, and then you rolled down to 9.5.
Who took the under and who took the over?
I took the under.
I took the over.
The Giants are going to be a good team. I like your bet.
Yeah, no, so does Baldy.
If for no other reason than it's the best bet you've ever made on this air. Because you've made a lot of crappy bets.
That's a Roger Federer right there. It's a backhander.
That is a bet.
Too soon for the Ricky Pearsall thing. Wow. You just
I'd go with you on that.
Yeah.
I think the Jets, look, their defense is fantastic. What'd they win last year with no QB?
Dude, they
were in
every game.
Six or seven games last year with no QB.
Five or six, I think, but.
It's at least six.
Yeah. Boy, did we miss your boy from BYU. We thought he was going to be something.
Yeah.
Because you were in the camp with me, I admit it.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Go ahead and throw me under the bus on your bad take, but yeah, I might have been with you on that.
you were the leader.
I've been thinking a lot about these team over-unders in terms of they won seven games.
Seven games last year.
Best case, worst case. Like, best case for the Jets, the D is nasty. Brees Hall leads the league in rushing.
Yes.
And the QB stays alive. And if all that happens,
they
win 11.
That's pretty reasonable, isn't it?
Worst case scenario is your QB's leg falls off again.
Leonard Floyd.
Aaron Rodgers was over 40 when he won the Super Bowl with the Bucks. I'm just putting that out there.
Tom Brady.
You mean Tom
Brady.
Brady.
Thank you. Yeah,
yes, I put Tom on a different planet.
And Tom's torn ACL was more than a decade earlier.
Right.
Rodgers is coming off the Achilles.
Did you hear Goose got Aaron Rodgers in his top five all-time quarterbacks?
Yeah.
I heard that, and then I heard your list, and then I fell asleep underneath my Afghan, and I woke myself up.
Could you run yours off real fast before we get Willard? Your top five.
All time?
Yeah.
I would go Brady, Montana, Mahomes.
We're all the same
and
there.
And then you start getting it. I mean, Terry Bradshaw, I was a Steeler fan growing up, but he's not. He was a product of the system.
Yeah, see, this
give it to DeFranco and let the D.
Give us your other two.
The work.
What did Bradshaw average? 178
Manning,
yards a game?
You guys are
Peyton Manning and John Elway.
I had Elway in mind.
Yeah. Starting with Norm Van Brocklin and Johnny
Unitas. Luckman.
I got Montana as my number one. Do you have Joe as your number one?
I mean, Tom, again, I always try to separate the word. Who's the best of all time? Who's the most accomplished of all time? Does that help people?
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like Tom, whatever. Tom has all the Super Bowls.
But that's what makes Jordan Jordan.
And Joe,
he's the answer to both of those.
And we're biased. We're biased about Joe. And we've spent our entire lives calling him.
He never lost.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
Lost a job to Steve.
All those names that you guys brought up, they're all great.
Okay.
Mark That's doesn't like answer. Mark does not like lists.
They're all wonderful.
Mark doesn't like lists and he doesn't like rankings.
Yeah.
He likes just conversation.
Switching to YouTube TV before we get out of here was the best decision of my life.
Well,
because had I been a part of that fiasco, what happened with the weekend at Disney and
don't talk about it in past tense. It's not done yet.
I would have lost my hair knowing that game where games were on.
Do some of you listeners know that as we stand right now, you're not watching the 49er game on Monday?
You will not see it.
Wow.
You know what you have to do, right?
Look at
just get Xfinity.
Well, yes, you can
just
do that.
Get Xfinity and... You know, everything is great. The customer service. Hi, I'm Dan Dibley, and I've been a customer for about 17 years. Yeah. And my internet, restaurant quality.
Look at my
TV,
Shaq
over
here.
I got channels on top of channels.
DirecTV.
But why would they do it like the Niners and wait to the end?
I was
going
to say, they're like execs at DirecTV. Like, you seen this IU guy? Let's just wait until very, very end.
That's
I heard
cold.
Trent Williams showed
You're
up.
Right.
That's
no,
a hold out,
again.
Not a hold in.
But that is the deadline. The deadline is they did that. Right during the LSU-USC game.
Oh, my goodness.
And then waved to everyone and went, the Niners and Jets play in 8 days.
They did that mid-game?
No, like right before
it
happened. It's not that they did anything, but the announcement came out in the middle of the U.S. Open.
Adding DTV.
SC and LSU are about to kick, and they're just like, boop. You get a box on your screen.
Oh, that's it.
Pops called me panicking. Yeah. What's wrong? Who did it?
Everybody in this day and age is trying to log into somebody else's. You know what? People are losing their minds.
Man.
Hilarious.
Yeah, just real quick from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Didn't Montana lose in the playoffs at times?
I said Super
just
Bowl.
Because you didn't lose in the Super Bowl doesn't mean you didn't lose.
That's it's the Jordan argument.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
that's
like,
the Jordan argument.
Jordan never lost.
He never won
his first 8 years.
But nobody's telling
he
you.
He never won.
He had Graham Bill Waiters.
Win.
Dave Corzine.
Couldn't
Come
win.
On.
Couldn't win. He couldn't. In fact, he lost more than he won.
Did you actually think that was a walk-off?
Because I thought it was.
That wasn't good enough to be a walk-off. It wasn't.
Then we'll take the loss.
I'm just excited to take about tomorrow, baby. See
What's
y'all in
tomorrow?
Get the summit. Fremont Bank.
Get in the game.
The summit.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Why is that not exciting to you, Steiner? You get to talk even more.
You know,
I'm going to throw
the first seven were exciting.
I'm going to throw to you first.
Let me just ask you one thing on your way out the door. Do you consciously plan for your big... mood switching troll job? Because you've had one every summit. You say something that the crowd,
really?
And you're so proud of yourself, like a Cheshire cat. Do you script it?
You are going to get you don't even know this, but you're closing in on a Summit Lifetime Achievement Award. I might present that to you tomorrow.
I like that.
Maybe I'll wait for the Warrior one.
You know what?
What? Why are you leaving?
I'm just going to let it go.
What? Let what go?
We should switch up the seating, too.
Okay.
I should have a podium.
You guys ready?
We're always ready.
Okay. What do you got coming up on the show today?
The show.
Okay. On 95.7, the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.